current.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How are we going to get through the weekend? Already. No, how are we going to get through the weekend? It's a reunion.
Can I see that? Let me see that.
No, you can't see.
No, come on. Those are mine.
This is the Robert Scott Bell
Show. You
pay for Friday edition. They're already laughing. We haven't started.
No, wait. The 100. What is it? How much does he owe me?
130.
We
130.
Are on the air.
So which ones are. I got to.
May I please look?
Yeah. Pass the bag.
So here we go. We're talking heavy economic stuff on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Healing. You're already confusing the listening audience. Richard Pearl is back. Liam Shepard is back. RSB, the three aminos are here. What are we going to do with it?
I love these. I love these so much.
You want to talk economics, Liam? We can talk economics.
So I got here, and our old pal Richard's here, and I... When
this
I,
is the Earl Shrye version of coin collecting.
When I don't know what that means. When I had... I wish I did. These are beautiful. All right. I'm looking at these beautiful pennies.
Okay.
Flying Eagle. And these are so gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
Crouching Tiger,
incredible.
Dragon,
Eagle.
No, what are we talking about?
Look for a second, Big Shot. Look
at
that.
I'm looking now. All right, what are we looking at here? Oh, my God.
Come on.
You're right.
These are fantastic. Coins are beautiful things.
Wow.
Yeah, they started in 1857. There's the 1856 Flying Eagle.
Boy, these are gorgeous.
That was too costly. Yeah. But the 57 through the 1909S Indian, which, by the way, in 1908 was the first time we put S mint marks or any mint marks on our pennies.
Look at that.
So.
Those of you who don't know Richard Pearl, because he's been gone for a long time, he is Simply
complete
Natural.
Complete set of Indian head cents, complete set of the Mercury dimes, including the fabled 16D.
But what happened? What happened, Richard? Seriously.
And
the silver,
complete
the
set
gold.
Of Liberty head nickels,
yeah,
including the 1885 key date, 86, which you have an uncirculated version. And the 12S.
Absolutely beautiful.
All right.
Thank
Richard,
you.
Tell
yes.
us, in the coin world, the
yes.
silver, the gold world, it seemed to have collapsed all last year.
Wait.
What happened?
What
tell
an
me.
Assumption.
What about the...
I'm asking. This is the word
Robert,
that you hear, the buzz on the
Robert,
streets.
You missed the personal, though. We just had a good fight. And you're going,
I know,
you're
but...
Trying,
it,
no!
Right, you guys want to know about the fight, everybody
cool.
out there?
I think it was instructive.
Dealing with some... Danger.
All right,
it was destructive for him because he ended up paying less.
No, I didn't pay less. Here's the thing. No. A couple years ago. Here's
Wait,
the story.
2 years. Are these dog years or are these are like
a couple,
scientific
a
years?
A couple year. I don't know what science
God
means.
God years? Which year?
What kind
a couple
of
years ago in the year of our Lord Julius Caesar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brutus doing these things. I feel like Julius right now.
By the way, Richard, drinking chocolate beer on the air.
Sorry, we're on the air. We're in a restaurant and these people are like, "What are you doing?" I don't know what we're doing.
Simply Natural Organic Cafe has become a radio broadcast location for the world right now.
Here's the thing. A couple of years ago when I was sure, because Robert Scott Bell told me to opt out of the system, he told me that everything was going to collapse. I just
did. I say when?
And he said,
"So it's all your fault."
Of course, it's my fault. I'm the host.
Liam, go get a driver's license from some South American country. So he says that.
Can you use that here legally?
If you have an international driving permit and you don't own anything.
And I said, "Oh, my God, these guys must know what they're talking about. They live in South Florida. I got to go figure some stuff out." So
you know what lives in South Florida?
I took the little
parasites.
Bit of...
Parasites.
It's dangerous here.
Paris Hilton parasite. I took the little bit of money that I had.
Can I buy my chocolate beer while we...
You may.
I took the little bit of money that
I... Can I use a straw?
Can I check your ID?
Took the little bit of money that I had. I went to my...
Remember that bank?
My
bank
that lost $5,000.
Lost your money and sent it to somewhere else?
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Richard's okay, so went with me on this errand to retrieve the money that the bank lost. And then I thought, well, I had...
a finder's fee?
Oh, no.
Richard was very...
$210.
He was helpful, though. No, wasn't
Richard was very helpful.
He was helpful, yes.
He told me many stories of how to live as a man. How to be a man, my son.
Oh,
be
my
a man. Okay.
The only part he took me up on, he became hairy.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so the story.
Well, stroke
so
the furry wall.
I said, well, let me buy one thing, because I think we're all going to die soon, because Robert Scott Bell told me on the Robert Scott Bell show that the whole world is going to fall down. So I bought a coin. It was expensive. Now, then the minute after I bought it, the coin market collapsed.
It was gone.
That same time, as we were shaking hands.
I know.
That and BlackBerry.
And
that came later.
That came later.
Well, actually, technically, that hour
was right there.
Now, Richard and Robert and I all lost... And I didn't have a lot, and
see,
Robert doesn't have a lot.
In your world, you've only lost a little. Percentage-wise, it's a lot.
Percentage-wise,
but
I lost a lot.
But in the real scheme of life, it doesn't
count. No, it's really nothing.
Can I talk here? This is my show.
I'm sorry. What's happening?
What did you lose? You still have the coins.
That's right.
I really don't know where they are.
You know what? You know.
I put them in the beach.
You know what's funny about
that? I put
that?
An X.
Robert actually said something profound accidentally, of course.
Was it an accident? Oops, I'm sorry.
Well, like mud on the wall.
Never say yourself.
Some of it sticks. But here's my
There's
point.
Mud on the wall in that room, that bathroom. Is that
they
mud?
Should clean that
no,
up.
That's not mud.
Clean that
Sniff
up.
It, see.
Oh, no.
So, put a hair to enlight it.
Oh, my
use
God.
Use it as a fuse.
You know, Cheruse, when she hears the show from the
she'll
subject,
never
she'll never
this.
Let you
She'll
back.
Never hear
yeah,
this.
She won't.
And my
don't,
wife doesn't listen to my
she's
own
forbidden.
Show. Why should she listen
don't
to yours?
Don't listen
she's
to my
forbidden
show.
From touching electronics.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So where were we?
There's an electric
profound
fence.
Robert Scott Bell saying.
There's an electric
fence. You know, there was one when
he
I was in Africa.
He put a collar on him when Jesus.
No, in Africa,
did you pee on it?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, that would have been
not good.
Sparkly.
No, an invisible electric fence.
No, they had a real one.
Shock collar.
No, they did, because they had the Kimberlite mining there.
Right.
And, you know, our family of friends, our other Jewish neighbors.
Yes.
They kind of... They put an electric fence to keep, you know.
But it was invisible. It wasn't.
No,
invisible.
You can
it,
see
you
it.
See
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Thank goodness.
And they blast. They get a lot of diamonds out every
gotcha.
Year.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, every we have month. To do African stories for
well,
sure.
Let me just a quick end of the story is that Richard sold me some beautiful things and I'm very happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deeply,
no, that
deep, deeply
no, yeah.
happy about.
Yeah,
it.
That was great
good.
Stuff.
It
yes.
was great
yeah.
stuff.
No, I, no, truly.
Yeah.
And I will always. Love Richard for introducing me to this world of interesting ancient artifacts. He sold me a couple things at a good price that were. I'm a big antiquities guy. Greece and Rome. Greece and Rome.
Right.
He
well, you got
me.
Greased.
He got. Yeah, I sure did. And pulled. And hosed.
Well, you know the aloe. Remember the aloe one. The aloe one couple that were last night.
Dude,
they're very excited about working with you on
my
sex,
new sex
drugs
show.
And permaculture.
My new
sex
show.
Really, but they'll no longer be cold. They'll be warm after a while.
So the thing is that Richard wrote down a number on a receipt, and then I gave him some money, and I wrote it down, and I kept, and he didn't. And
No, you got backwards. Hold on a second. I have my receipt. You don't have yours.
No, I don't have my receipt because...
Wait, but you stored it and stared at it every day for a year and a half, and then you
No, I didn't stare at it every day. When I would pack
it... Weekly?
No, it was every couple of months. I'd pack and unpack the bag, and I'd see this...
Sure, it's the receipt to the riper. Maybe you owe several people named Richard. Did you ever...
No, it was Richard, and there were a couple other descriptions that let me know it was you.
How's my special outfit?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oy vey,
yeah.
Where we got to
yeah.
stay now.
But no, I wrote Richard, and then I reminded myself when I would see him. It was next Tuesday, so... See you next... Never mind, anyway. Okay.
By the way, Richard is the guy.
No, wait. So we just negotiated. Like, I know I paid him some stuff, but the thing is, he didn't write it on that receipt because he said, I said in the store, I'll write
I
it
have
down.
A receipt.
I said, he told me to write it down.
Yeah,
and I have a receipt.
Because his selective memory doesn't
really. His is like the historical Jesus. You can't find it.
All right, I like that joke very much.
I like that.
But what he did was he allowed a little bit of negotiating room because I'm not long. I mean, I know
well,
this.
No, it's not even that. Who cares at the end of the day?
Yeah.
But I'm still paying him money.
I'm just going to tell you.
We're all friends.
Right. But, you know,
yeah,
there's some
true.
Awkwardness in friendships. There are times. I was witnessing it before
yeah.
we went on the air.
But
I was like, oh, my God.
I thought
I was going to
run.
No, no.
Run, Forrest.
You just have to fight sometimes. So you're not good at that, Robert.
I'm not good at that.
No,
that's honest. I don't like that.
You are what you eat, so you must eat a lot.
What do I eat? A lot of non-fighting.
I think people out of my restaurant. They didn't like the fact that we were talking.
Oh, no.
Oy. Oy. Oh, well. All right. So I tell you, Shrew's going to get you in trouble.
I'm already in trouble.
Okay.
Well, that's another
perpetual.
You know, it's been 25 years over that my wife and I met each other.
Yeah.
January 16th was 25 years.
25 years. Yeah. Wow.
So we're just about 24 years longer than his current relationship.
Which is?
24 and a half, right? Three quarters.
Which he's got a relationship?
I don't think so.
No, you should. You haven't heard him lately. He is
Richard,
into non-monogamy.
Walk carefully.
Tread carefully.
You actually have a girlfriend?
24 years. Step carefully.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so no more blow-up doll. Okay.
Oh, man.
Do we have any commercial breaks?
We're coming up in a couple of minutes. This is the long segment. Semi-long segment as we open the second hour. If we're still on the air, Richard Pearl, Simply Natural.
My six-month relationship.
Yes.
It's really 6 months?
Liam Sheff.
I don't get into relationships.
20 years anniversary.
What, like
Richard, I'm not a monogamous person.
You got to understand where Liam's at. You haven't read Sex on the Beach. No, is that what it's called?
Richard.
Sex
Richard,
at
that's
Dawn.
A drink.
No, Sex at Dawn.
I'm not a monogamous person.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just say so.
Plus,
I just come out and I say it.
He's not hitting on you, I promise.
No, I know.
Okay. No, I'm telling you something.
I know he's not monogamous.
He won't look at me anymore. So
I will.
No, he's hurt and mad.
No, I'm not hurting. I'm actually envious. I'm just kidding.
Well, there's some honesty
there. No, okay, listen. I had my best friendship relationship for 7 years.
I know, the one...
Helen passed, right. Yeah, okay, right. But in that relationship, we came together as friends, not as husband and wife. And so we went in and out of different things. And we got to talk about... We talked about a lot of this. I saw people when I was her best friend, and then we would change a little bit, and then we would have to talk about all these things.
Right.
So my relationship with Helen was the most important relationship I've ever had.
So it was
had.
Sort of like best friend with...
No, it was benefits. Different. It was like we were actually discussing the nature of relationships, and it was shocking. And when she left, I felt so abandoned in the world because I had never had anybody I could talk so deeply with.
Right.
And we got very deep. And this is, you know, some people who think there's one way to have a relationship get upset. That's not how you give the finger. Robert just...
No, I wasn't. It was a one-minute sign.
You know, I got to say, that's a very small finger.
Oh, you're a pick on the host
again.
No,
I'm not picking.
I'm just watching.
I just noticed that's
Robert
an abnormally
the bird,
small
but he,
finger.
I did it like
no,
that.
We
that's
have the same.
No. That's an abnormally
small
finger.
Wow, you have
finger.
A short finger.
Look at my finger.
Wow, look at
on
you.
Back.
Wow.
Oh,
now he's giving me the bird.
He's
giving us all the bird.
What does that say about me?
I'm just happy I got to go boxing on this trip, okay?
Good thing you're with the same monogamous woman who doesn't know any better.
20 years this year.
Yeah, but she doesn't know any better. She's blind, too, right? She does everything by Braille.
Oh, my God. This is the start, folks. We're going to take a break here.
Is this a pen or a pencil?
Help me now. Everybody, you can turn off your radio. Don't do it because you don't know where this is going.
It can't be anything but a pencil.
When you come back on I Don't Know What Show This Is, we're going to get to the weekend.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You should, yeah, this is good.
Really good food.
Simply
in my
Natural
restaurant.
Simply Natural restaurant. I'm eating this segment. I'm going to eat a salmon burger and sweet potato fries. And you should see the love, that the sappy love that's flowing between Liam and Richard after those.
Well, I'm glad he likes the coins.
Really, I love them.
No, they're awesome.
You know what's neat about those dimes? I really try to get them color-wise to be close to each other.
If you ever make it to South Florida, those of you who listen, you know Simply Natural. We
love
it here.
Maybe I'm sad because I haven't seen them.
Our friend Trish loves to eat here, too. Trish loves to eat.
I love Trish.
Yeah. By the way, thank you, Trish, for getting, you know, really, she was a major stimulating point of getting us down here.
Indeed. She took me out last night for a victory lap. We went to Riverside
Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Had a wonderful, charming time. Her friend brought over some firefighter guy who was just wanting to argue about male. He like went out of his way to bring up how women couldn't be firefighters, but they could lead countries. We're sitting there going, oh, we don't care about this argument.
Well, one has nothing to do with the other. You could be tired and still mow the lawn. It has nothing to do with each other.
But in fact, if you are mowing the lawn, I guarantee you're tired.
Yeah.
So this guy
depends on how big the lawn is. Some people have a lot bigger bushes to mow than others.
Yeah, I saw that on the way down. Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Liam Jeff, Richard Pearl, RSB back together again. This is what I told you. I warned you.
Missed these.
So we're here. How does people find Simply Natural? Sunrise, Florida.
GPS, I would think.
GPS. That's how we found it. GPS at Simply Natural Restaurant and Simply Natural. Okay. Your show is still airing on Saturday afternoons because I do it more than you.
Pretty much. And a better job, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, you can be my permanent host.
How many times do I have to say, well, I got one day off a week, Richard calls.
But look at the bright side. I only give you like 15-minute headway.
That's true. I think I'm going to have a day off, and it's done. It's over.
Yeah,
so.
I have to compliment you on that. I've actually called him a number of times, and I've said, listen, my show's on in a half hour. Can you do it? And he'll do it. But now that I made it easier for you because it's now 1 o'clock.
After he calls me and goes,
11.
Richard just said I got to do a show.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you say no to Richard? And it's just not. It's not
right. Now it's at 1 o'clock, so I've done you a favor.
Why is that a favor?
Because now you have more time to prepare.
No, but you're still now my middle of my day is screwed up. I can't do anything that
no,
day.
No, but your middle of the day is always screwed up. You do your show from something like 2 o'clock.
3 to 5 in the afternoon. That's why we're doing
no,
it now.
3 to 5 is when I did my political show.
So is it?
Until AIPAC kicked me off the air.
Hey, what happened in
Africa? Why would they kick a Jewish boy like you off the air?
Because I'm a critical thinker.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have that, especially when you're challenging
the arguments
dogma,
and things.
Right?
What happened in Africa?
Ooh, Africa. Yeah,
that was a great trip. I'll tell you, I would move to Sierra Leone.
You would?
Yeah. It's a beautiful place. The people are genuine. They have a lot of tolerance towards religion and color.
So what are the misconceptions, though?
Oh, that it's violent or unsafe. It's incredibly safe. It's safer than anywhere I've ever been, including Japan and Austria and Germany and Prague and England and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the government leaves you alone. And there's great opportunity financially for people if they know what they're doing. It also helps if you're connected. But if you're not, you can still do very, very well.
So the Sierra Leone, as people have described it, being a scary place, it's not. It's not.
No,
like,
you know, actually give you a perspective, and this will give you a psyche thing. We were at the special court, which is where they tried many of the people who did war crimes, and they ended up in The Hague.
Uh-huh, right.
So I met this guy, Peter Anderson, from Minnesota.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, and it really nice guy. We were walking in as he was walking out, but he said, hey, I'll give you a tour.
Uh-huh.
And so we had like an hour and a half, even though they were closed.
Yeah.
So we went around, and he explained everything. And
what happened? Were we doing?
Oh, no, he's talking about our
the
other.
Rest, oh,
okay.
We're
so
doing
anyway,
right now? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah. He gave us an hour and a half tour.
Yeah.
And in the way, in the beginning of it, we met this magistrate, and the lady
uh-huh.
said to us, you know, he introduced us, and he said, well, you know, this lady dealt with Charlie Taylor, and Charlie Taylor is the one who brought the war
yeah.
to Sierra Leone from Liberia.
Okay.
And he's in The Hague now for life, you know, for
Den
war crimes.
Hague.
Yeah, for the war crimes. So anyway, mm-hmm. I asked her, I said, because she would see him every other day, I said, how do you feel in your gut towards a man who brought so much war and disaster and death to your country? What is your gut feeling? And her response shocked me, but it'll give you a sense of how people are over there and why they can shift so quickly, because
yeah.
here we could never shift.
Yeah.
We're still caught up in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But her response was, well, he's a human being. And when you strip people of their power, they become who they really are.
Right.
And they're feeble and in fear like anybody else. And so he said, or she said, that, you know, what he did was horrible. Mm-hmm. And what it did to the people were horrible. But
I want to go back to this because we've got to take a break.
I just want to say, she said, as a coping mechanism,
yeah.
We have to forgive. Otherwise, it'll tear us apart.
Look at that. Forgiveness. We got to forgiveness here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very nice, Richard Pearl. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Through it all, we got Africa and forgiveness.
Oh, we did get that.
You really went to a very special place.
Yeah, I may be going back next month again.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. Now, I've been to Nigeria. I've been to Ghana.
No, Nigeria is different.
Nigeria is scary. The people I met were great, but it's
a crazy country. I would never go to Nigeria.
You don't know if you're
going to
live through the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
I had great experiences in Ghana.
Right. Ghana is a great country.
Very stable as well. Relatively so, but all of those places have been raped by what? The international bankers for resources.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I would, at this stage, say that Sierra Leone is that way. I would say that the opposite is true at this point, that Sierra Leone is working very well with the financial community. And in 5 to 10 years, it's going to be, people are going to look at it completely different. So the investment opportunities in Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. Leone are remarkable at the moment. But You just can't go over there and get that opportunity. You better go with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They should probably contact me because we're going to be doing some things.
All right,
there.
Richard Pearl, you can reach him.
And we're working very...
How can they reach you?
Oh, they can call me at 954. They can call me at my health food store.
Yeah.
954-741-4045.
4045.
Yeah, 954-741-4045. But we were guests of the government, and we're doing some really remarkable things down there, which would be for another show. But we're looking to change what happened, or a lot of things that have gone on down there. And one of my partners gave away 400 scholarships for schooling back a month or so ago. So we've done some really nice things. They've embraced us, and they, like I said, there's a lot of religious tolerance. It's incredible, not like here.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the color thing. It's actually kind of neat when you've been to Ghana, but Ghana and Sierra Leone are probably the most stable countries in the whole region, in the whole continent, I should say. Can we hear over that? Or
yeah,
that
we're fine. We got juicing going on here.
All right, so. It's a remarkably stable country, and what's nice is that the people really, because they still communicate. It's not just, while they have phones for everything, they don't use the internet for a lot because there's not a lot of opportunity with that for the moment, and it's too costly. But they communicate, and they eat together, and they're around each other, and they're not sitting home watching TV. They're actually participating with each other. So you have a whole different mindset. It's almost like probably being in the 1950s here.
Liam, because isn't that where we're going here in the U.S.? I mean, not as nice as what he described, but...
You want to do oil collapse?
Well, I think...
You want to know something funny?
I want to let him tell the story.
No, but it seemed like tied
But if we had... I was thinking about that while I was over there. If they did have... If we had... If everybody got off the grid, those people there would survive just fine.
They're already there.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of generators and stuff, but people are self-sufficient. They're not victims over there. They don't worry. You know, if you mentioned Ghana, and I'm mentioning Sierra Leone. That's where slavery started, but none of them are enslaved. None of them have this victim mentality. None of them are saying, this is what happened.
Well,
honestly,
this is the thing. You talk to someone that's Africa by birth in this lifetime. They lived all their years in Africa. They emigrate to America. They don't have much in common with
you. No, not at all. In fact, they'll tell you that a white person moving to Africa will have an easier time of it than a black person moving to Africa, because the the only thing that really keeps the African and the black somewhat symbiotic is color.
That's
but their culture is totally different.
If you've embraced the American way of life, so to speak, you have very little in common with what you experienced in Sierra Leone.
No, it's not even remote.
But they accepted you there.
Yeah, they don't have a problem with color. It's not in their mindset. It's not, there's a lot of things. They also don't have the government intruding in every aspect of your life. It's just
there's more freedom there.
It's remarkable freedom. And, I would liken it, even though I wasn't around then, I would say the real difference between there and here is that there would be the equivalent of maybe the 1880s to 1900. Range for the U.S.
Mm.
So they're 100 years or so behind in that regard.
Or ahead.
Yeah. Because they communicate, they care about each other, they do things together. It's not about the money. There's a survival aspect to things, but and I'm not saying it's all rosy, but the lifestyle is far superior to here,
Even when I went to Nigeria, the people there realized what a rough... It was their life. That was all they knew.
Right.
But they didn't know when they woke up that they were going to be alive that night.
Right.
You have a whole different way of looking at life when you have, is this my last day on earth? Every day.
Right.
That really is a mindset, so they're grateful for every breath. I mean,
there's an expression in Africa. They say, no food goes to waste in Africa. And there's truth to that. And they don't have the medical system there that we have here.
They're doing without Obamacare. Are you kidding me?
They're in much better health. The problems that they have are because of an acute issue, like a malaria thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the disease states that we have here. We're working with the government over there now to create some changes health-wise, nutrition-wise, because there's some obvious things that could be done over there that almost cost nothing.
Right.
But they're much healthier than here, and there's no hormones in the food, and they don't need an organic restaurant because everything's organic. Mm. So it's a simpler way of life, but it's a clear way of life.
We're here at Simply Natural, and I'm actually eating on the air. Bad host, but couldn't help it. Got to do it because Liam and I are taking off after this. the idea of being able to just go out and eat. You're not thinking about, wow, is this genetically modified? Is this pesticide laden? I mean, the food is the food. It's been grown right around there.
Yeah, or did you get it from the ocean?
Yeah, and wow, what a concept, I could say.
Yeah, it's really, like, again, you know, what do we do in this country? We're constantly looking for ways to be happy, but we never get to happy because we're spending all the effort finding how to become happy. We read books, listen to...
Did you see that YouTube of that kid, Liam? Did you see this? When they asked him, you know, they always ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the one kid says, I want to be happy. Instead of, I want to be this, I want to be that.
I never saw that.
It was like one of those, you know, 12-minute, maybe it was a TED Talk, but it was really a good one. Instead of all of the focal point on worship of the mind, I'm going to go to a higher institution of learning, and I'm going to become a this or a that. He says, no, I want to be happy. I mean, it's from the mouths of babes.
Sorry, where was this?
It was on the YouTube.
I know, but what country?
It was an American kid saying that.
Well, they'll get to him.
Maybe, but he was not falling for it. He's probably homeschooled. But he's like,
and he probably has good parents that are forward thinkers, critical thinkers, and realize that the game is... You know, here's the thing. The American dream is such bull, because if you look at it, by the time someone's 65, they're either dead or dead broke. Hmm. So the system is designed to keep people poor and to spend for things they don't need. And, of course, they downsize when they get older. So the house they dreamed of that they're still paying mortgage payments on and they're upside down on, eventually they move to a little condo by the beach next to the dumpster.
Hmm. That sounds great, man.
It is, especially when it smells. It's the worst.
I wish I could afford a beach by the dumpster.
Yeah, well, I think it's a dumpster by the beach. But I think the beach comes first. Although during the rainy season, it may be different. Mm-hmm. But
Robert, how beautiful is this? Look at this.
Oh, an avocado salad. Here, let me take a picture.
You want some rice with that?
Oh, God. It was a picture.
You can cook it yourself.
Hold on.
That was rough, that little incident.
Here we go. Oh, it's beautiful.
Which was rougher, that or the one earlier?
I think the
today.
Rice. Because, you know, when you're eating and you're upset?
Yeah.
Live lice?
We don't have Chinese food rice here.
Oh, did I say that? Fried rice.
You stereotypical white Jewish supremacist.
Fried lice.
There you go. Say it well. But eating insects, Liam is all about eating insects.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Soylent Green.
Low on the food chain, right? As he eats a cucumber.
I'm eating him. Sorry. Hold on.
No, now it's bad guest. Bad guest. Go ahead. No, Liam's eating. He is. Got a good organic salad.
I'm not a guest. I'm a... What am I?
He's a co-conspirator.
Yeah. Mm. Sure. The Paleolithic people, right?
Yeah.
Paleo diet. If they were really Paleolithic, what would they eat?
They'd be eating roots and tubers.
Roots and tubers and grasshoppers.
Right.
And acorns and
rabbits. But the grasshoppers were clean back then.
They were.
Yeah.
No, they'd be eating free-range grasshoppers.
Yeah, that's right. Or locusts.
Do you know how much protein these things have per gram?
You know the problem with them is they get stuck in your teeth.
so do a lot of things. There's some clubs around here that get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
There are a lot of girls putting themselves through college, by the way.
Did you go to one of those last night?
Yeah, well.
I wanted to.
You didn't, though.
Okay. No, one of the Institutes of Lower Learning.
Maybe he'll be president of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Of Lower Learning?
Yeah, right.
Lower chakra learning is what
Can you imagine, what's her face, Clinton, lap dancing at night?
No, don't do that. No,
That's just wrong.
All right,
I need to erase that thought in my head.
Please, you can't unsee
that. Even the young version would be bad.
All right.
But so, the old version?
Okay.
But she's boozing up,
We're here at Simply Natural. I'm looking at this beautiful salad. We're talking about I wish there were some grasshoppers in here.
Mm.
You know what they call those? Prairie shrimp.
Really? Prairie shrimp.
Prairie shrimp.
Who are those people who call them that?
People who sell grasshoppers to eat. They call it prairie shrimp.
Come on,
you know what they usually have those next to the worms for 3 cents that you put on a hook.
Do you know what they taste like?
I don't know.
They say that somewhere between a mozzarella. And
no, it doesn't taste like mozzarella.
That's what they say.
Do you know? Have you tried?
So wait a second. Hold on. If they say that the moon is made out of mozzarella, if you can believe them.
The moon is made of mozzarella? Who said that?
I don't know. The guy who said it was green cheese.
I'm telling you that when this country goes haywire, which is, I think, 2017, 18 is a good... betting
place. We got a number from them.
Oh, then you should keep the coins.
Good betting place for when we see a significant oil problem. I mean, I don't know how long Saudi Arabia can keep pumping it out. And when they...
look at the bright side. There's always fracking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The fracking revolution is about a it's about 1 year per well.
Right.
I mean, you get 1 year per well out of these things.
Yeah, but look at the environment you get to destroy.
Well, they are trying to kill us all. And
they're not aliens.
Wait. You know, we didn't cover
what
85 people, not families, but 85 people have the same net worth as the bottom 3.5 billion people on the planet.
Oh, yeah. What is that? You know, the income equality, though, will be used by the pseudo-capitalists to say, you guys all want to be communists. And that's not our argument.
No, but if you consume everything, then at some point you have to make choices.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think is going to survive, the 85 people or the bottom 3.5 billion?
I think they're coming for the 85.
No.
No, they're not coming for the 85?
No, the 85 will wipe out the 3.5.
Oh,
yeah, I agree.
Rude. That is so rude.
But he's right. I mean, okay, we got a break, unless you were showing me your pinky again.
Yeah. I
that was his middle finger. It looks like a pinky.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not right.
What did I do?
That's not right.
You're right. That ain't right. All right.
Could you use something to, like, make it look bigger?
Mirrors?
Like a ring.
Yeah. Right?
No, on I'm house? Just thinking like one of those, what do you call it, magnifying glasses.
I have no lack of confidence here.
Dear
you
Lord.
People are
why don't you get some Japanese
I'm
glasses?
I'm not saying anything.
This is,
why don't you get really thick Japanese glasses?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not,
Richard Pearl.
I'm not criticizing.
Three aminos.
Didn't
back
Samsung
together
do a
again.
Thing on that?
Oh, Sung who? Sung do? All right, we're going to be right back to wrap up the show. Then you can enjoy your weekend. Actually, we're enjoying ourselves right now.
Sort of.
Individually.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hope you're having a late lunch and enjoying it like we are here at Simply Natural with Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff. The three aminos back together again, totally unpredictable. No way you could predict what just happened.
You know what's really sad about this?
What?
If someone listens in for... If someone listens in for the last... What are we on? For like an hour?
Almost, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing was said about anything important.
We did...
Pretty much.
There was good stuff.
No, it was like wasted time.
It was all Richard.
But in an enjoyable way.
Yeah.
No, like you have real guests on.
Right.
But today you have us.
What? You guys are real? You're
I'm
my friends.
I'm not a guest. I'm a co-host.
You're my friends. He's...
Yes. No, so I'm sure there was value, probably more value today than ever before, but nothing was said.
So. Somebody thinks.
Oh, no, we did learn about a couple things.
We did some economics, relationships. We did Sierra Leone. We talked about color, skin color issues.
We talked about...
The American dream, Paleolithic food. Are you kidding me? This was a chock full. You could not predict what
and
we
And the
did.
Size of fingers.
Yes, of course. We had to do that.
Barely adequate. Look at these things.
Yeah. The women love Liam.
I actually have long. I have long fingers, but they don't look it because no, they are. No. But my palms are big.
What we want to know?
So they make the fingers not look
amazing.
Yeah.
Mr. Coin guy,
mine are long. They're longer than yours.
You should see the love that's going on.
Look how big my palm is.
I don't want to touch your palm.
They're holding hands. They're holding hands on the air. Super Don.
Well, I'm left-handed. You better be careful.
Richard, when are the coin prices?
Watch.
He's cleaning his hands. When are the coin prices going to? I should say it this way. When is the Federal Reserve note going to drop against the gold and the silver? Is
well,
this
didn't they get Yellen in?
Yellen is going to be coming in, right?
Yeah, Yellen's coming in.
So what's she going to do?
She's going to be worse than Helicopter Ben.
She doesn't have a choice but to be worse.
Yeah. She's not going to cut back on it. All right.
Do you know a woman that cuts back?
No.
Okay.
Look, I'm not making. I'm not going there. But Yellen is going to continue the pedal to the metal.
Yes.
And so,
what choice does she have?
But I realize that. But when does that impact on?
When the merry-go-round stops a spinning,
right?
Then that's when.
I think we're gonna ride through 2014, and it's not gonna collapse yet.
Well, you're starting to see signs in the stock market of churning.
Okay.
So don't be surprised if somewhere in the next couple of months you see a downturn in the market. You know, that unemployment number went from 7% to 6.7% because people are not getting benefits.
Right.
So, you know.
But what's the real number, 30%?
Who knows?
25%?
But here's what I do know, that it's still double digit for the kids 18 to 29. So what does that spell for the future? You got a whole generation that's going to be basically.
They're not moving out. They're moving
out.
No, home.
They're all going to be, you know, working for Dell, but they won't have to move to India.
You're right. India comes to us.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's all reversed. And so we become the third world debtor nation.
Aren't we that now?
Well, yeah, but not the acknowledgement by those who are still holding to the dream.
But, you know,
the
dream is a false dream, because without credit cards, people would not be able to live at the standard that they have,
mm-hmm.
because they're always borrowing for the future.
But
or
to Leon's
from the
point,
future.
That's oil, plastic. Credit card.
Yeah,
it's all based on oil. So that's the thing.
Well, it is a magical commodity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without that, you can't have electricity. With electricity, you turn a switch and everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you take it almost metaphysically, if there is a God, it's electricity.
Wow. Crunch away there.
Oil is our God.
Yeah.
I'm not the first person who said it.
No, but that's where the movement to permaculture, the movement to start living with less, living without electricity full time, because inevitably you're going to have to. Do you practice
now? Well, less
now?
Of the time, and to have to share kitchens among several families, and to have to grow things together, and to have ponds full of perch that you use the nitrogenous waste to fertilize your. Yes, permaculture.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Africa, it was very easy to adapt to a lifestyle that's similar to what you guys are talking about. It wasn't hard at all.
Well, it's
very fun. It's built into us.
Yeah.
It's
what
we are.
We can get back to it, in other words.
It's what we are as a species.
Yeah, as a species.
It's like when you hate... Oh, my God. Robert just flashed us the bird. He literally went like this.
That's the one-minute mark.
Is that what that was?
That was the one-minute mark. You guys were making fun of me.
All right, well, we're going to start over.
You are the hummingbird.
There was a booger on it.
Finger.
Oh, you're so gross. Is anybody still here at the restaurant? Have we just destroyed your business, Richard?
It's a blackened crater.
We're telling everybody
to
come here.
No, we actually have a lot of people.
There's nothing left.
And you'll see in the picture in the show notes,
both of you.
Liam with beautiful salad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his hairs are falling into him.
No. You guys are both beautiful people.
What?
Thank you. Thank you for being my friends.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, we had a good time in Orlando a month ago.
We did. We showed that picture up on the website
did
today.
You?
I think we got it. And you look kind of out of it. I don't know. Where were you coming from?
I don't know. My car.
Well, what did you say, Liam, when you saw his picture that I took with him in Orlando?
What did I say?
The power to heal.
I said that?
It's his. It's yours. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. See you in Orlando this weekend. Next week, I don't know where I'll be. I'll let you know.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc. I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Get the tea.
RobertScottBellShow.com.